This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else.
Read everyone shit all over Stan Lee in the comments. Like, fuck Stan Lee.
Oh, jeez. They should at least get a TV show first before they do that.
So, you know, if you wanted to, if you were sickened by all the people saying nice things about Stan Lee, go to the Comics Journal comment pages.
This is all going in.
Into what? It doesn't fit any of our shows. Wait, I'll ruin it all. DC, DC, DC. Now you can't use it, Kevin.
Well, as soon as you start swearing, I'm like, well, this isn't going in Marvel noise.
Hey, that's not an accident that I dropped those in, by the way. So, should we do a little mini indie? Or
yeah, I guess we were supposed to do an indie, right?
We don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I read some stuff.
Okay.
I can be negative about stuff, too. Well, I read two things, and I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling this. Apparently, I have a problem with indie books.
So this would be Indie 413. All right. Do you want me to
give us
some intro?
Did I talk about Underwater Welder already?
I think I talked about Underwater Welder, or Steve did.
Oh. Did you guys like it?
I remember thinking that Jeff Lemire is one of those guys I want to like more than I do. Like, I kind of enjoy his stuff, but I always feel like, because there's all these people that are like, oh my god, like, I like Sweet Tooth well enough, but I didn't like cry at every issue. I thought Essex County was fine. Again, I wasn't reduced to a weeping mass of tears. Like, it's well done. He's good, you know. I always just feel like, man, I really want to like this more, but it's not like I can fault it with anything.
I think I just don't like certain types of things, or just don't like indie comics or something.
Let me slide in a quick welcome back, folks, to Indie Comic Book Noise 413. We're just going to have an informal chat session.
Are you sure this is 413?
Well, 412 is being held hostage in the bunker. The techno virus has... Wait, I need an indie reference. What's an indie computer reference, Kevin? Computo?
No, that's a DC reference.
I was thinking of those guys from Earth 2. Well, maybe they're back.
Or what about Dilbert? Didn't he have a computo?
Maybe. I'm going to say the guys from
Earth
2.
It was CompuComp. It was CompuComp the Magnificent, voiced by Jerry Seinfeld, I think.
All right, CompuComp the Magnificent is holding it hostage, but we're assured that it's on its way. Although, wouldn't it be funny if this one usurped its position and became 412? But I'm going to maintain faith that this will be Indie Comic Book Noise 413, part of the Deliberate Noise Network. You can find us online, indiecomicbooknoise.com. We are on Facebook and Twitter, Indie Comic Book N. We had a little hiatus. We normally have the full crew, but today it's just me, Andrew, and Kevin up north. Say hi, Kevin.
Hello.
And we're just going to do a little taster episode, a little teaser, get you through these hard winter months.
Yeah, once it becomes 4:30 and you're like, well, it's pitch black already, that's kind of rough.
Yeah, I don't know. We recently here, I'm in sunny Los Angeles normally, and we had a recent ballot measure about possibly getting rid of daylight savings time. And I didn't have a strong feeling. I guess it seems like a lot of effort, but what I didn't understand is there's a lot of people that are very passionate about daylight. And I'm like, I guess it seems like a waste of time to move my clocks twice a year, but it doesn't seem like that much of an issue. But let me tell you, people get excited about daylight. If you want to start a passionate argument, bring up daylight savings time.
I know some people feel like moving it the other direction. Instead of making it darker, they're like, you should be making it lighter, and then you get into a whole thing.
Yeah, well, what do I know? I don't know nothing about nothing. All I know is I'm lazy. And I felt like changing my clocks twice a year. Well, that's lazy.
Then you get that knob on the back of your clock where it does the savings time for you. You don't even have to set it. You just flick a knob.
Well, speaking of flicking knobs, do we have any books? You said you were reading some books for once.
Yeah, do you want to hear me rail against something, or do you want to hear something that I enjoyed? I found more interesting, I guess would be the term,
either way,
right?
But when it's my turn, I think I have a book you read. So we'll see if you pick one that I've picked.
Maybe it's a book I chose not to read today when I could have, because there was a lot of words and panels, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to read that. It's going to take me a long time.
I always like to guess what my co-hosts are reading. And I think I'm maybe like 75% of the time I'd say I'm right. Is that about fair, Kevin?
Yeah, on 412, you were kind of, you were out of the groove.
I was off a little. There, I took a miss, but I feel like I'm generally okay guessing you and Phil. So what have you got? I'll leave it dealer's choice. What did you find more interesting? How about that?
The most interesting thing was probably Deathmate Blue.
Wait, is this part of the same Deathmate Yellow Red part of your series that you've talked about before on previous episodes?
Yeah, this is part of the same thing.
All right. For those of you that do not know, this was a classic Valiant Image crossover from, when was this, 1999-ish, Kevin?
Isn't it? Or before that? I think it's like 1996-ish, because they had to crash the industry.
Okay. Yeah, so, and so Kevin has been regaling us, slowly working his way through the various titles. And I guess the conceit was, and correct me if I'm wrong, these could be read in any order, but they, instead of having numbers, they had colors to distinguish them.
Yeah, and then some of them shipped out of order anyways, so good luck trying to figure this out.
Yes, yeah. I have a slab of one of these colors. I don't remember which one.
And never to be reprinted, everyone says.
Well, your descriptions haven't necessarily indicated that there would be a big demand for... I think interesting would be the charitable way to phrase your summations.
That's the good thing, right? Because there's terrible comics and there's boring comics, and every time I've read Deathmate, it's always been interesting. So that's good. That's a thumbs up.
I don't know if that's a thumbs up, but it's something. Well, look, for the price
it is definitely something.
What are you fishing these out of, like the dollar box or whatever? So,
no, I think I had to pay $2 for some of these because I wanted to actually get them. I was fishing some originally out of the 50-cent bin, which is probably still paying too much. But you know, I you don't find a lot in the 20-cent bin. I find a lot of other things in the 20-cent bin, but weirdly enough, not Deathmate.
Hey, be grateful you still have the 20-cent bin. Those are harder. I see them at shows once in a while, but the old quarter bin and five for a dollar, I feel, are getting rarer and rarer.
I saw the at your cons, like, you have 50-cent bins, and I was like, what? People are bringing 50-cent stock back? I thought that was weird.
Yeah, I don't. I think it might be, I don't know, a lot of those tables, that's mostly what they have, so I guess it's just a way, if they paid nothing, or maybe it's just stock that they've had for years, yeah. And so they got to get rid of it.
You got to do the turnover. So yeah, this Deathmate has, this is going to be a lot of creators again, right? It's just a lot of people. What if we just say, so? Now I feel bad. Now I feel bad. You have your John Ostrander, your Jim Califori. Who else is it? Your Bob Layton, your Kevin Van Hook, your Jimmy Palmiotti. Your Peter Grow? I'm not familiar with his name. Your Howard Simpson. Who else is in here? There's a lot of people. Joe St. Pierre. Sean Shan. That covers a majority of people. You get the picture. There's like 50 creators on this book. There's four and stories.
That was the way with the other books, too, if I remember correctly. There are like a bunch of little stories.
Yeah. So this is the second, funny enough, little peek behind the curtain here. This is the second, the universe is ending. It's over. It's the end. Cue the Doors. Story I've read today.
Didn't it end in one of the other Deathmate books you told us about?
Yeah, it pretty much ends in every one, or there's a huge massacre or something, yeah. So time is still dissolving from the future, and people just want to fight. In this case, it's Magnus and some dude that I don't recognize from Brigade. Like, I don't know if you know Brigade that well, but I don't know if Battlestone means anything to you.
I do not know Brigade at all.
So. Okay.
I think on Phil's classic quiz episode, I did quite poorly at the early image sections.
But in here, he's only Magnus, and then like a geomancer comes up to him and says, no, you gotta go to the future and become the fighter, because he's Magnus Robot Fighter. And I'm like, wow, that's really clever. So yeah, this guy's wanna fight. The geomancer's like, No, man, we gotta save all time. And they just continue fighting, and everyone dies and disintegrates. And the geomancer tries to communicate with his past self to try to save the world. And then his past self is like, boy, that's a weird dream. And then it almost seems like he's just gonna shrug it off, going, oh, that was just a dream, let me go about my day. But then he's like, no, wait, that was someone communing with nature, with the earth. They were trying to send me a message. So that leads into the next story.
So these are more connected then.
Yeah, this is, yeah, well, I think this is the Valiant one again. As you know, I think Valiant stuff tries to connect their stuff a little more. So the next one is Secret Weapons Cyber Force. And I don't really know either of these things. Like, I just know the secret weapons, from the ads, they're like the most secret weapon in the Valiant universe. And I'm like, you mean the team, or do they have a weapon? I'm not really... It's a blind spot. And then Cyber Force...
Due to market testing, they found the word secret was quite popular, so...
Well, it says that Ninjak is guest starring and everything. And I know there's a lot of guest stars for that book. And then Cyber Force, it's like Cable with three cyborg arms. I don't know. I really don't know the characters. But in this one, it's all about the president decides it's a good idea to have a parade because the American public is blissfully unaware that their country is on the verge of civil war. And someone's trying to kill the president because he's... or they think maybe the president's a fascist. I can't speak. This is written 20 years ago, and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be reading this because someone's going to think, you're reading political stuff from today. It is not. It was just some weird segue from 20 years ago that happened to mirror events, oddly enough, which is weird. This is not the first time that's happened in Deathmate, though. Like, maybe this is actually the tomb of the geomancer that predicted the future events. That's kind of weird.
Well, I don't know that the world is ending right now, Kevin. I mean, that seems like hyperbole.
I told you it's the book of the geomancer. So if in another year, I'll be like, it was all foretold in Deathmate. Of course, then a geomancer will show up and save us, like, and then some dude will show up like Solar, and then he'll probably go save the world, right?
And, well, and... if they were psychic, why couldn't they save their company?
And then I had a moment where Livewire shows up, and I'm like, wait, Livewire is white?
Wait, I thought Livewire was from a different company.
Aren't they Valiant?
No, I thought, yes, they are, but I thought they were I thought that was the line of the new Harley Davidson electric motorcycles.
What?
Yeah, they're coming out now. You know, they have electric cars, right?
You know, so they're not motorcycles.
They are electric. They're electric motorcycles. Yeah. Now it's not. It's not coming till next year.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe the year after. But it's the Livewire, and it looks really weird. I mean, it doesn't look like a hard. It's not those big bikes. I mean, it's not like a small bike. It's weird. But anyways.
But was there?
Yeah. You're not referring to the 2019 model year Harley Davidson electric motorcycle.
Oh, I was going to make a comment about a Backlash, and then I thought you might get confused with the Image Comics character and not think I was talking about Backlash. So we're just doing bits now, right? That's the whole show?
I've gotten confused by your reference to Harley Davidson electric motorcycles, so I'm already lost. But anyways, go on. Livewire shows up.
Yeah, Livewire shows up, saves the president, basically. With their magnetic powers. But I'm only really familiar with the Livewire from the modern day Valiant universe, who's a major character. And who will soon have a book.
And apparently an electric motorcycle.
What? It's funny that Magnus Robot Fighter in here, or just Magnus, he rides a Magnum motorcycle. Of course, right?
Does he eat Magnum ice cream?
Maybe.
And I can guess what type of condom he uses.
Wow. Anyways, yeah, this geomancer who's gotten a message from the dead geomancer from the future is all about trying to explain to people, hey, we got to do this thing, like the future's dissolving. And they're like, well, geomancers never lie, so sure. Let's get on this mission and go attack Harada. Who apparently is the can help them with, you know, the future ending and all time dissolving. So a bunch of people die, like it's basically Secret Weapons versus Cyber Force, and then the Geomancer gets to Ninjak, who is in Harada's room. And then Harada's just all like, oh, why didn't you just book an appointment? Now all your friends died as you tried to get here, and everyone just wanted to fight. And I'm like, well, that's kind of strange. Maybe you should have just booked an appointment then, if it's just that easy to do. And he's like, no, it's cool. It's just a geomancer. Ninjak, you can leave the room. Oh, and also Sting shows up in here. Which
from
I always
find.
From
the police? Gordon Sumner?
Not the sword.
Oh, I forgot. Yes. The sword?
No, I always find it weird that Peter Stanchek is like called Sting in the original Valiant. Like, as many times as I see that, I'm like, it just seems, it's off-putting to me. I'm like, he should have a better name. But I guess it's like Faith being named Zephyr, too. I'm like, that's just, like, there's certain things where I'm just like, what? Like, maybe they would have changed that or leaned into it. I don't know. I guess it's sort of like when I found out the Invisible Woman used to be called the Invisible Girl. And I'm like, what? Like, my brain just couldn't work that out.
Well, that one seems at least like it's pretty... It's better than Faith and Zephyr are not connected at all.
Yeah.
Like, girl to woman makes sense. At least they didn't want to be calling a grown woman the Invisible Girl. Seemed a little, you know,
well,
dismissed.
Unless you're the Legion of Superheroes, right? Then they're just like lad and everything forever.
Yeah, but that's also because they're in the future.
we went back in time in the future in a way. They're like, exactly. We want to be all retro.
And, you know, they had a guy that could eat anything, and that was a superpower, so... They can do no wrong, as far as I'm concerned.
Anyhow, yeah, so, the Geomancer gets through to Harada here, and he's like, well, just let me dial up Solar by talking on a phone, and he'll figure out that I'm talking to him and show up. And I'm like, didn't he leave, like, in the prologue? You know, when he... Remember, he separated in half, and part of him went to go find Void from the Image universe that caused the current universal problems, and the other part of him went off into seclusion, never to be seen again. But apparently he's still monitoring the airwaves or whatever he does, right?
Well, maybe he's split into three.
So he shows up and he's like, yeah, he's just like, what's going on? And it also helps when you have someone that can read minds and everything, because then they don't need to recap everything. It's just like in 2 seconds, they're like, oh, yeah, this is the problem. I'm going to help you out. Sure, this, yeah. So that ends our other story. And then they have an ad for Harbinger 25, which is Sting versus Harada, and only one will survive. And I'm like, just like the modern series. You know, that was I was kind of disappointed in a way that the modern series like wrapped up sort of like at issue 25. I'm like, this seems like if it was like a Vertigo series and they were telling that story, that exact same story, I feel like I would have went 50 or 75 issues.
Well, I think now with the movies about to launch, they're going to have to, I'm sure they want to have it all set up so that if the movies take off, they have, like, here's movie-friendly versions of our books. That only makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvel and DC do that.
Like, it was, like, I'll admit it wasn't really super decompressed. Like, they told their story and got out in 25 issues, and I'm like, that's cool, like, but I could have had more. Anyhow. The last story in here, you have Solar and Supreme teaming up. Like Solar helps Supreme out in Canada with some oil issues here where there's something on fire. And then you have, I think I sort of know this guy, Dr. Eclipse.
That does sound familiar.
Yeah. He's that black, he's all in black, but he has like an Eclipse logo on his jersey there.
Jersey.
I don't know what you call it.
Like a football player. His superhero outfit.
I don't know, costume. Because he's tied in with Master Dark, so I'm thinking he might just be like some kind of Void or Dark Shadow type of guy. I don't know.
How come Master Dark sounds like a rapper?
No, he should be Little Dark. But that doesn't sound formidable then. I don't know. At the beginning of the book in the recap, it's like, Master Dark has a plan. He's evil. But he has to kill everyone in the universe. And you read the story, and I'm like, that's not in this story. I'm like, did they just spoil something? Or was that supposed to be the story? Because he just convinces Solar, oh, I gotta go along with you. And we gotta go into this alternate universe and save everyone. And then it says, to be concluded, in Deathmate the Epilogue, but I thought the next issue was Deathmate Black. So then I was really confused.
Wait, I thought they weren't supposed to have an order. I thought it was just read it however you want to.
Well, there's a prologue and an epilogue, so I think those are like goalposts. You definitely, like, that's the beginning, that's the end. But, like, the coloring, there are typical, you know, Valiant era watercolor, you know, traditional house style stuff. Nothing out of the ordinary on that front. Which means it's perfectly readable. Because I think values storytelling and stuff like that more than the Image half.
Wasn't this were these foil covers though or something like that?
They were weird, shiny. I guess they're foil. I don't know. They look really shiny. Like, I guess that counts as foil. Well, I remember
they have non-paper stock cover, regular paper. How about that?
Well, it's like a prestige format because it has a spine, but it's like really reflective. Like, I almost blinded myself on the yellow green one last time. Like, you could almost see your reflection. Well, you can sort of, you can see like a blurry face. Like, that's how, like, it's not, it's like beyond metal. It's almost like, like you have a glass cover, call forward to modern day Valiant that does those glass covers now.
I have
one
seen
in 500.
It.
How many stores are ordering those?
I don't. Maybe DCPS or Midtown.
I mean, it would be interesting to have one, but You know. So yeah, that was Deathmate.
Wow. So how do you rank it among the other ones you've read? If you remember.
I think I liked some of the other Valiant ones better. This is... It's just a lot of dying and a lot of... I gotta tell this guy, then it didn't work out. I gotta tell this guy. Like, there's not a lot of nuance or anything to this story. I guess the fun is seeing the two characters fight each other, right? But I'm like, I don't even know who most of these characters are.
That can be a problem if you're waiting for the big battle between character you don't know and character you also don't know.
I know, and I'm like, that's great. And then all of a sudden, Ninjak shows up, and I'm like, I know Ninjak. And then they're like, get out of here, Ninjak. And I'm like, okay, that's done.
Well, that way they can say he appeared. I used to love that in the old books when they'd have, you know, advertise an appearance, and it was like two panels or whatever.
Yeah, I've read a comic within the last few days where, like, the cover was totally unrelated. Modern comic. And it was like, what's the secret of? And then you read the comic, I'm like, this has nothing to do. I'm like, you should have put the characters that are actually in this comic on your cover. And then I'm like, maybe because it was going bi-weekly. Like, they're like, oh, let's just commission these covers. And then, like the story got switched around a little bit. And then they're like, oh, no, we have this cover. Like, they should have held on to that cover for, like, one more issue. Like, sometimes you get weird anomalies in scheduling like that, right? Where it's like, we have the cover, we already paid for the cover, but now the contents inside the issue don't match the cover anymore.
Hey, it seems like that's why all them, like, pin-up and pose covers are so popular. You can just plug them into whatever book, you know, whenever issue, when they come out.
But then I started having the problem of I couldn't tell what happened in any issue because they all looked the same.
Wait, they all look the same? I didn't know that.
Well, if you start having, like, the poses and the pinups.
Oh, that's
like, if you
what
do
you
too
mean.
Many
yeah,
issues
yeah, yeah,
in a row,
sure.
Like, you can't, you start having, you have to, like, memorize the number and the events rather than associating the
that
cover
number,
with
yeah.
the events.
No, I completely, yeah, you're right. There have been some ones where you're like, wait, yeah, it's the hero in an action pose on the cover.
I'm
right.
Like, this time he's hanging from a building, and you're like, I still don't know what this is.
Well, those ones I saw at the store, they had the Marvel variants, I think the action battle ones. They have no text or anything. It's just the full figure character in some action pose.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know what book that is. Like, there's no title on it. There's no.
Yeah, like, it's because they're completely virgin covers.
Yeah, made me laugh a little bit.
Yeah. You play those games, the Battle Lines or the, what is it, the Power Force or whatever it is?
I play the Puzzle Quest, which is just like a jewel game. That's the only one. I played, Steve talked about, there was a one that used to be around that we both played for a little while, but I think they stopped updating it or something, or at least on my system, so I dropped it a few years back. But that's the Marvel Puzzle Quest. Is the I just need something for when I'm killing time, waiting for whatever. Instead of staring out at the wall, I have something on my phone.
You could be reading comics on there.
I don't like reading comics on my phone. Call me weird, but they don't. That doesn't work for. I read them on my tablet, obviously, but the phone isn't working for me.
Maybe that's why I didn't like that other comic that I read, because I read it on there. Like, it's already, like, a battle for you to entertain me if I'm already reading it in a less ideal space. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe the cheap price should balance it out, though. Who knows, right?
I don't know. I feel like it's the experience, and if you have a bad one, it's going to sour me on. Like, I'd rather not have, like, one. Because then in the future, I might be like, eh, that creator isn't interested. You know what I mean? I don't want to have be turned off. Because there's only so much time in the day with all the stuff you got to get done. Unless all you do is comics. You're like, you know what? I'm going to give up reading other stuff. And I'm going to give up watching TV and movies and video games and just read comics. And maybe. But if you're fitting other things in your life, you only got so many hours to get through all them books. But do you want to guess the book I think that you have read, that I have read?
It's probably one of those books I didn't read. So, Gamma.
No, this came out a while ago.
How? I'm gonna keep it. Like, is it bigger than a bread box or is it smaller than a bread box?
It's
how long
Image
ago?
Comics. A couple months ago.
Couple months.
It's Image Comics.
Man Eaters.
That's it.
Ding, that's ding. The book I thought of reading today.
Because I'm like, oh, I bet you Kevin got that book. Because it came out a while ago. Wait, so you haven't read it yet?
I was going to read it.
Oh, Kevin.
And then I didn't read it. And then I'm like, I wonder if Andrew's going to read this.
Well, I read it when it came out. Like.
And then you're like, you didn't say anything. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I should save it for the next episode or something.
All right, then. You know what? I'm not going to talk about it. I will save it for the next episode. But I did guess right. I knew you. It has like cats on the cover. Good God.
Doesn't just, I haven't read it, but just like looking at that, and like reading the solicit type of thing, I was just like, what was that George Perez series? Crimson Plague?
Oh, the one with.
Was
this,
it Crimson?
Duna, I don't want to be mean, but. This art team is not George Perez. So adjust your expectations accordingly.
No, isn't it the Mockingbird creative team?
It is Chelsea Kane. I don't know. Was the artist Kate Nemczek?
Yeah, I think that's the creative team. Yeah, I think so.
Rachel Rose. Okay, then it is. I knew Chelsea Kane was on it, but I did not know the art team. And like I said, you know, who wants to be a clone of someone? But I don't think anyone's confusing Kate with George Perez. And if they are, they should get their eyes checked. Because that is not a... All right. Oh, wait, did you... I can't remember. We mentioned this in the other one, but I didn't have it then and I have it now. Did you read The Wrong Earth? Because I did pick that up.
Oh, no, I never picked that up.
Okay, that's fine. We can put that. But I did go and get that because we mentioned Ahoy Comics. Okay.
Did you pick up Dick Tracy?
No, I didn't see that in there.
Oh.
I think that was too gone. Isn't that on like issue 4 or 5 or whatever? So.
No, it's funny that on the previous episode, Super Steve says, oh, the second issue came out already. Then I had checked, and I don't think it did. But by the time 412 comes out, I think that boy, this is gonna sound weird, like anyhow, by the time 412 comes out, issue 2 will have come out, so it'll seem like 412 was actually recorded on time, or in, it'll seem like it was in the future rather than recorded in the past, because it links up better. Does that sound, geez, this is like some weird Deathmate continuity thing now.
Well, the only reason I said that is like The Wrong Earth. They're on issue 3 already. I mean, I have all 3, but that seems like it's really fast than I thought. Okay, how about, did you read? No, you wouldn't have read that. I don't think you read this, but I'll talk about it anyways, because we've mentioned this before, but the last issue of The Simpsons I picked up, 245.
Hey, I picked that up as well.
Whoa, did you read it?
I didn't read it, though.
Well, I think
that was another thing. I'm like, maybe I should read this for the show tonight. And I'm like, I don't know. We already discussed The Simpsons last issue. Maybe I should put this off to another episode. Everything I was going to read. Well, and then I'm like, maybe I'll read this Deathmate.
So it's Nathan Kane, Rex Lindsay, Andrew Peepoy inks, and Art Villanueva colors. And I don't think there's really a big spoiler. The only reason I mention it, it's so funny, and I commented this on the last Bongo Comics I read, is that now that everything's ending, I'm actually buying issues again.
Yeah,
I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, I found this out too, because I remember buying the first issue, and I didn't buy issues in between, and then I bought the last issue.
So, what's interesting, I don't know if it's all, but in the back, they have what I believe are all the covers, like in little...
Yeah.
Postage stamp sizes, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. Apparently they're not going away just yet, though. They said they have another release coming out on the letters page.
Well, I feel like that gimmick worked. I mean, you know, it got me to buy a bunch of stuff. But I wonder, as we've surmised last time, this might have to do with the Fox, Disney, and maybe all this stuff is going to come back. But basically, it's a story of The Simpsons and their wacky adventures, in this case, with calling back to a previous episode, issue. But I feel like these comics, they're like, I'm sure Philistines will say that the art style is easy to mock or easy to accomplish, but I feel like it's a seamless transition from the animated show. And the writing, too, has a flair. But they also poke fun at the continuity of the comics and also comic books in general, which is the twist that you don't get in the show. So I enjoyed. In this one, there's a experimented upon rabbit that they get because he's cheap, because he's been irradiated, who hates the Bongo Comics logo in it. And that's the series. So lots of ripe range for jokes about comic books. But anyways, Bongo Comics 245. If you like The Simpsons, I don't see why you wouldn't like this. Kevin, how do you feel about The Simpsons?
Simpsons. But it, like, I know it's still on the air, but I'm just like, you know, it's almost like that's like it's not a that's still going, but. Like, I feel more fondly... Well, that's not fair. I won't compare it against another show. What's a familiar thing? I don't know if there's really something...
Well, like, do you still watch it, or maybe, you're like, eh?
Maybe I can compare it against how I felt about, like, Star Trek stuff, where it seemed like that was a thing, then it continued going, and I, like, enjoyed it back in the day, and some of the classic stuff is still good, but I've sort of, like... Like, it went on, evolved, and did different stuff, got bad, maybe got good again, and but I wasn't there anymore, and I thought, oh, maybe I've outgrown this type of thing. Like, it you know, it's one of those things where... It's like a long-running comic series, right?
Yeah, I think I'm on momentum myself. I mean, not that I don't enjoy it, but if it got canceled, I wouldn't be crying, but I'll probably just because the DVR just records it, and I want... Like, there's no... effort. If I was back in the day when I had to carve out a half hour on Sunday, I doubt I would still be watching it. But then again, I've been on a DVR for so long. Like, I'm not sure what show I would watch if I didn't have it anymore.
Yeah, like, I don't really watch, like, any of those shows that are sort of, like, in that mold anymore. Like, I used to, like, Family Guy or whatever. Although, I saw a minute of Family Guy. And that's probably the only minute of Family Guy I've seen in years. Last night, going to sleep, which is weird, but anyhow, like, I don't really watch any of those types.
Oh, I'm
shows
the
anymore.
Same. I watched them all, and then I think I got enough of it.
Yeah,
they kind of oversaturated. And then I'm like, well, people still like it. Keep going. I'm good. I've seen what I need to. But The Simpsons, I don't know. It stuck around, I guess, for me personally, just because I've been watching it since I was a kid.
Well, since it's a show like that, like, eventually, like, you get into that weird territory where people are going to start dying off, and then you lose, like, half your cast or something, and then you got to keep on, the show has to keep going, but then you introduce new characters. Like, that's a whole, like, other thing if you don't want to, like, have people do the same, like, have more than one person do a voice for a character, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just a whole, that's weird.
All right, well, I think that keeps us in the teasery range.
Whoa.
I have a short episode this time, people.
Should I mention one more thing before we go?
Well,
you can, or should I save it for next time?
Save it for next time.
All right.
All right, well, thank you for listening. We'll see if this is 413 or 412. Who knows?
414.
Or 410.
What's the 414?
But keep watching the skies. Kevin, do you have a catchphrase?
I guess this was a Deathmate episode.
That's as good a catchphrase as any. Thanks.
just a cause.